Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From our New York studios, Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Great to hear your voice. Let me say that on yesterday, the New York City Comptroller announced a settlement in the case of Eric Garner, who was choked to death by a New York City policeman in a chokehold a year ago this Friday. He settled without a trial, giving the family $5.9 million. And the family held a press conference with me yesterday at Nash Action Network, saying that this is not about money, this is about justice, and that we should not get into a cycle where people can just give money and act like that's the end of the case. This man was choked to death. It was videotaped. 11 times he was saying, I can't breathe. These police should face federal charges. On Saturday, which marks the year later, we will be having a big rally in front of the federal courthouse in Brooklyn, New York. And the mother, Michael Brown in Ferguson, the mother, Trayvon Martin, and others will join the family and I as we continue to fight for the federal government to deal with these cases from New York all the way to Ferguson, to Ohio, to Baltimore, on and on. But the struggle continues. We cannot let them equate money, even this amount, which I feel is low. But even if it was $75 million, you can't pay for a life. You've got to give justice by punishing those that took the life.
Hey, Rev, what about these reports about the Staten Island police harassing
the people who videotaped?
Yeah.
Both people that videotaped have all of a sudden had legal problems. And a lot of us feel that they're very suspect. They've been targeted, which is one of the reasons we're continuing these rallies and marches. What we've got is a special prosecutor in the state as a result of all of this. So it shows you can get things done. I don't even think they would have done the settlement had we not been rallying. So we've got to keep rallying. And among the things is we have to protect those around the country that videotape things so they do not become the targets of police that don't want to see what they do in the dark come to the light.
And didn't I hear that the policeman, the Staten Island policeman that choked Eric Garner, is asking for reinstatement?
Yeah, he is. And certainly we're fighting that. He's asking for reinstatement like he did no wrong. Not only should he not be reinstated and terminated, he ought to be facing federal civil rights charges.
Federal charges, right. Yeah.
He violated this man's right. He had no right using an illegal chokehold to hold this man 11 times. He says, I can't breathe. And it's on tape. We're talking about something that's indisputed. So we are going
to
keep
the pressure.
Are
you in touch with the Justice Department about that?
Yeah. We've had two meetings, and we're going to continue putting pressure on. They started their investigation when the local grand jury would not indict.
All right, Rev. Good job. Stay on it. I know you will.